There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
We just talked to Daryl Ryder, and we finished with some stadium stuff. We want to kick that around here in a second.
Okay. All right. Well, start your game day with Earl the Pearl from 7 to 9, then catch the Fan Bud Light Tailgate Show with Jonathan Peterlin and Spencer German starting at 9 a.m. through kickoff at 1 p.m. Daryl Ryder, as we just talked to, joins us for the latest from the stadium. Make the Fan Bud Light Tailgate Show a part of your game day routine on the radio home of the Cleveland Browns. 92.3 The Fan, presented by Valley Automotive Group, the Buckeye Law Group, and Sal's Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer. Get details at 92.3thefan.com.
Daryl mentioned that the big push by the city officials, by the county officials, to want to have the stadium renovated on the lakefront. I keep looking at this situation in this way, Andy. You have an owner who has bigger plans in mind, mm-hmm. and they talked about renovating the stadium and all that, but they have a bigger plan in mind, which is, okay, that's what they want to do. And will they turn it into, they hope, a revenue source? Absolutely. I mean, they're business people. Mm-hmm. But what's not made any sense to me is how adamant the city seems to be, the city officials and the county officials, that taxpayers dump hundreds of millions of dollars into that stadium. When you have an alternative with an owner who's willing to throw a lot of money in to a different stadium that would be a game changer in our community, mm-hmm. why are the public officials so adamant about sticking hundreds of millions of dollars, and as Daryl said, maybe, you know, billions, into a place that we all would agree is a fine place to watch a football game, but nothing more?
You're preaching to the choir. I don't know why. Look, I understand why you would want it to be downtown. I want it to be downtown. Let's not kid. I think we all would like it to be downtown, right? Wouldn't you? I'd like a dome downtown. I'm not going to lie. That's what I would like. And I would like a retractable dome downtown. I'm not getting what I want, that's for sure, as if that mattered, but...
Yeah, absolute wish list, okay, except for one thing. Hmm. Could you as easily develop a bunch of stuff around it downtown and make it cool in a destination as easily as you might be able to do that in Brook Park? Because if you're the Haslams, that's part of it. You know what I mean? Part of it is making it a destination where people will come and spend money on a variety of things. Whether it's rent for a business office, whether it's right. a hotel, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's an amphitheater outside, you know, are you more likely to be able to build that kind of a destination in Brook Park, or are you more likely to be able to build that kind of a destination downtown? That's the one question I have about it. I would love to see a great retractable roof stadium downtown or a dome stadium downtown. The retractable roof seems to be a pie in the sky Baskin and Phelps idea, because,
well, that's not happening. But right. I will tell you this, that if they, and I don't know, how did Burke suddenly get back on the table to get rid of Burke Lakefront Airport and then all of a sudden put the stadium in there? It took the Browns to say, well, we're going to purchase this land in Brook Park, to have that even come up on the table. Like, where did that come from all of a sudden?
Burke was off limits.
And then,
forever,
by the way, I mean, you're talking about a dome that would be above ground, not in the ground like it would be at the airport. And Daryl was saying, and you can listen to it on the podcast, that it's well over $3 billion, with a B, to build a dome where Burke Lakefront Airport is right now. Plus, you know, is that going to be done by the time the lease is up on the other place? I mean, if you really want the stadium so bad, figure out a way to remodel it and try to get an MLS team in here. I don't know. You want to keep the stadium? Okay. Figure out a way to get a new tenant then, because you're the landlord. Like most landlords out there, if they lose a tenant, they try to find a new tenant. I'm not saying that that's even possible or conceivable, especially when the guy, the family that owns the football team in town also owns an MLS team. I don't know who else could fill up that stadium. I don't. What else would you be looking for if you really wanted to keep it? Could you lop off the upper deck and then make it into a really nice, cozy soccer stadium? Could maybe you get Cleveland State involved? Again, this would take forward-thinking politicians to try to take this to the next level if you really love that stadium. Figure out, find a new tenant, right? Jeff, if I'm renting out my condo, which I used to, thank God I got rid of it, but if I'm if I'm renting that out, I got to find a tenant. Okay, well, that's your building, City of Cleveland. It's yours. You're the landlord.
And you're the landlord of a place
if
that...
If you pay your rent every time that you were supposed to pay your rent and you want to move, can the landlord sue you for moving? I don't know. Is there a Modell law on these condos downtown? I don't know.
Again, the place is a fine place to go watch a football game.
It's okay. Yeah, it's not bad.
If you're, once you're in it and watching the game, it's a great place to watch a football
game. Except for the time, every time I walk out with Daryl, he's talking about smelling like mold and mildew all over the place on the inside.
Well, and concourses might, you know, everything that you're getting in the new luxury stadiums, you're probably not getting there. You're getting a functional place to go watch a football game. Apparently, the ownership of the football team wants more and is willing to pay a huge chunk of that. Okay. Politicians want to come along. Taxpayers want to come along.
It
seems to me, Andy, like this has become a contentious negotiation. And it never had to be. I don't think.
Does the city really want to be the landlord?
I can't imagine that it does. And I also can't imagine county officials insisting on it being downtown on the lakefront. I mean, you represent the entire county.
Jeff.
The stadium isn't leaving the county.
Wait, what? Again, you have to explain this to me because I don't understand. Brook Park, right? They used to have a Ford plant out there, right?
Well, which was a fine revenue producer for Brook Park and Cuyahoga County.
Yeah, I don't understand. Why weren't people this outraged when Ford left? When they left that land barren and they left all those people without jobs.
Looking like you know what, by the way.
And now, wait a minute. Someone wants to take that same land and create jobs? Like I'm hearing up to 900
and
build a dome for those building trades out there?
And a destination.
Like jobs.
Not just building, jobs afterwards.
We've been talking about this for 13 years on this show, Jeff. 13 years. And, now politicians want to get involved. Can we get past November 5th? Or maybe the next county election or the next whatever election?
Marty's in Kirtland. Hello, Marty.
Hey, Marty.
Greetings, fellas. How are you guys today?
Okay.
I got a couple on two or three unrelated thoughts. Oh, they're related, but it's a complicated subject. So, first off, Burke and the stadium are not lakefront. They're sitting behind a breakwall. The breakwall blocks the waves, blocks the sunsets. Ugly. The Cuyahoga River dumps into that contained area. It's not exactly like prime lakefront real estate. It's
not now.
It's water. Might be able to
renovate. You just said it was lakefront. I thought you said it wasn't lakefront.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Well, it's technically on the lakefront, but it's behind the break wall. You're not going to get a lot of high-end residences, and it's not lakefront like City of Chicago. The break wall is
wait,
real.
What about all the stuff like that on the west side, on the Gold Coast over there? Those are all residences.
No break wall.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay.
That's open water. You can see the sunset. You can see the waves in the open water. Completely different thing.
Okay.
You can go stand and look out at the waves from Burke or the port. So,
choppy.
Second thing is this. Everybody thinks that the way things are today is the way they're always going to be. And I'm so old, I remember tearing down Municipal Stadium and saying, hell, we should build a dome then. Why didn't we build a dome back then? We didn't. Politicians aren't forward-seeing. That's not what they're good at. Brook Park is fine. The problem Cleveland has is that we have this peculiar political history where we have this relatively small and poor central city and this relatively large and affluent metro statistical area. So we need to get the other counties here, Summit County, Portage County, Lorain County. They all get economic benefit from the Browns. At least we're ponying up a little bit. To me, Brook Park or downtown, Brook Park's probably better. Football, not like baseball and basketball, just because of the number of events. And Cleveland already has baseball and basketball downtown.
So, Marty, you're saying, I mean, you're calling from Kirtland, so you're down with Lake County having to pay their fair share in a new stadium. That's what you're saying, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Northeast Ohio has got to have better regional government, because we're not going to compete with other regions that do have regional government. And this is just a classic symptom and could be a driver to help it.
All right, Marty.
Can we get this Rita lady to start organizing some stuff? We're already paying her. Can she do something?
The only thing I would add to that
the worst.
Is this. You're going to tell Lake County, Lorain County, Summit County, Medina County, hey, we want your tax dollars to come here and help this, even though you're not going to get any revenue in return.
Well, maybe you figure out a way to get revenue out to the other counties in that regional thinking. I mean, do we really need?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm just saying. You know, I don't. I look at Columbus and I look at the way Columbus operates regionally. Like, it's just much different than it is here. And you see other cities that can be forward thinking with. I mean, we have a lot of duplication of services.
Do you think counties around Franklin County are contributing to things that benefit Franklin County,
or contribute to Columbus? Yes. The city of Columbus, the city limits are outside of Franklin County if you head east.
All right.
If you go into Lincoln County, yeah.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.